Now it's the time you've been waiting for. You're in the mix with film producer Jason Slack, a.k.a. the talk of the town now. The 40 Vision Films man himself. The owner of the Jason Slack brand. The place to be is here on the Vision Live Network. And now, let's get it in. Welcome to the Slack is Talk podcast.
Welcome to the Slack is Talk podcast, a.k.a. the talk of the town now. I'm your host, film producer Jason Slack. Today is Thursday, February 10th. And as I mentioned before, it's February, man. This is the best month of the year, man. It always been, man. You know what I'm saying? It's the shortest month of the year because it's just the best, man. It's special. It got to stand out from the rest, man. This is the month that I was born, man. This is Black History Month, man. You know what I'm saying? This is epic, man. We got plenty of birthdays this month. Everything goes down in February, man. You know what I'm saying? February is just that month. You know what I mean? And this is the first episode in 2022 of the Black History Month here on the Slack is Talk podcast. You know, every February here on the Slack is Talk podcast, man, we pay homage, man. We pay homage to Black History Month. We give our respect, you know what I'm saying, to those who paved the way for people like me to have a podcast. And this is the first edition of 2022, you know what I'm saying? So without a doubt, let's get it in. First thing I want to do, man, before I get started on today's episode, I want to say thanks, man, to all my listeners out there who made Martin Luther King Month a great success. My listens went up, you know what I'm saying, for the month. The engagement went up, feedback, everything, man, you know what I'm saying? And that's a wonderful feeling, man, you know what I'm saying? Because Martin Luther King, that's to my heart, you know what I'm saying? That's a special topic, you know what I'm saying? And it just makes me feel good that I'm able to talk about something that happened before my time, you know what I'm saying? So that lets me know that I'm on the right path and, you know, I'm reaching people, you know what I'm saying? I'm educating those that's younger than me. So shout out to everybody who listened, everybody who tuned in, everybody who made that success. And we're going to keep it going, man. This is the first edition of Black History Month 2022. You know what I'm saying? January is Martin Luther King Month. February is Black History Month here on the Slack is Talk. You know what I'm saying? We pay homage. And on today's show, I have a special person. This person is just the most unselfish person that there is. She has to be for what she did. You know what I'm saying? What she did is just unheard of, man. You know what I'm saying? It's unheard of. And today's show, we're talking about none other than Harriet Tubman. For all those people out there that's listening, that's younger than me, Harriet Tubman, she was a slave, and she had the courage to not only escape to freedom, but after she became free, she had the courage to actually go back to the South where she was being held as a slave and free other people. So we're going to get into that because that's just unbelievable to me. And this was called the Underground Railroad. Now, before I get into the story, I want to go ahead and tell you a couple of facts based on my research, a couple of facts that you may or may not know about Harriet Tubman. When I was doing my research, nobody seemed to have an exact date of birth listed for Harriet Tubman, but the records show that she was born anywhere from 1815 and 1822, which is 7 years, you know, which is crazy. And let me dive deeper into that. You know, that's one of the things that bothered me about stuff like this, and I'm not sure if there's a way. Well, I know there's nothing that could be done about it now, but I'm not, you know, because I wasn't born and there's so much before my time, I'm not sure if anything could have been done about it then to improve. But important people like Harriet Tubman, who changed the world as we know it today, and, you know, she helped so many lives, she saved lives, and, you know, just all around, you know, known to everybody, and had one of the greatest impacts on life. Somebody important like that, I would like to believe that, you know, our records and our history and our knowledge that we have on her would be like 100% solid. You know what I'm saying? Like, somebody like Harriet Tubman, how do we not know exactly when she was born? You know what I'm saying? Like, how is it disarranged between 7 years, you know, from 1815 to 1822. And that happens a lot. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people during that time, the research and the knowledge is like all debatable. You know, you start hearing like different accounts, different stories, and you don't really know what to believe. And it's unfortunate, man, because people like that, they great, you know what I'm saying? They had such an impact. You would like to know like facts, and not just like have an idea or range or about this, you know, or something similar to that. You know what I'm saying? You want actual facts. And, you know, I know they didn't have Google back then and all that kind of stuff, so I'm not sure what could have been done. But it's just one of those situations that's, you know, unfortunate. You know what I'm saying? I'm just venting a little bit, you know what I'm saying? That kind of stuff right there, like, it gets to me, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, we need to have, like, sure, you know, information on people like this, man. You know what I'm saying? But getting back to the story. But one of the most, you know, courageous things that I found out, man, and I actually didn't know this. In 1861, there was a war that broke out. And she actually, like, joined in and helped soldiers, you know, during the war. This is in the middle of war, like, people shooting at each other and all. She actually joined soldiers into, like, helping slaves get freed while the war was going on. Like, think about that. Like, this fearless, you know, not afraid of nothing, man. Like, just willing to do anything to help her people. You know what I'm saying? And it was said that she did it right here in South Carolina. You know what I'm saying? And I'm in the South Carolina area, and I don't know. It may be me. I don't, you know, one person can't listen to every radio station or every news source, but I haven't heard, I'm not going to say that it was never mentioned, but I haven't heard, you know, that being talked about a lot. You understand what I'm saying? Like, that should be, like, recognized in South Carolina, like, every year. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's nothing small, man. That's major. You know what I'm saying? She wasn't a soldier or nothing like that. She was just a person helping out, trying to free other people, and was successful at doing it. You know what I'm saying? I think that deserves some recognition. While she was doing this, she was working with other people in small camps, and she was so smart that she would, like, actually, like, learn the land. You know what I'm saying? She would learn the whole entire land. You know what I'm saying? Her whole surroundings. And what I mean by, like, learn the land, she would actually, like, study the whole entire land that surrounded her, so she could figure out the best way to help people to escape. You know what I'm saying? Like, let's think about that for a minute. Like, I can imagine back then, of course, you know, of course there was no GPS, but there probably most likely wasn't even, like, maps back then either. You understand what I'm saying? Like, everything was probably done by, like, memory, like, actually seeing stuff. You know what I'm saying? You have to be, like, smart to be able to do something like this. One of the things that was very unfortunate about Harriet Tubman, but also it spoke to the strength that she had as a woman, was the fact that, you know, Harriet Tubman, she suffered from lifelong pain. You know, she was hurt, you know, her entire life. And the story goes that, you know, while she was a slave at this certain location, there was also other slaves there. And the story was said that one of those other slaves had attempted to escape. And when they tried to escape, the owner found out about it, and he actually do like a weight, you know what I'm saying? Like a dumbbell or something like that, or I'm sure like it was probably something different, but it was something that they used to work out back in those days. You know what I'm saying? It had some weight to it. And the owner, you know, threw the weight at the slave that attempted to escape, you know what I'm saying, in an attempt to stop him. And he ended up missing him, but hitting Harriet Tubman in the head. And because of this, she suffered from lifelong headaches, seizures, migraines, and just, you know, trauma, anything dealing with, you know, head injuries. And she was young. She was a child when this happened. So this stayed with her for the rest of her life. And, you know, that's sad, of course, to me. But it's amazing how she was still able to remember land and to be able to escape and still have the strength to carry on. Due to her being mistreated, she was never given medical help for this. She never received any medical attention. And, you know, she just had to carry on. You know, it's just unimaginable, man. It's unimaginable. During her life, she was grossly underpaid for all the work and contributions she did, you know, for the U.S. government, you know, in helping the soldiers. And this all the work that she did as a spy for the military and stuff like that, she was just grossly underpaid, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, she wasn't compensated at all for her work. And that's just crazy, man. That's mind-boggling. You know what I'm saying? Like, all the success, most of the success, because there's other people that helped too. But, you know, she's the one that made it possible for people to become free. And it's like, how you not be able to compensate for that? You know what I'm saying? So real quick, just a couple of, you know, fun facts about Harriet Tubman. Her birth name, and I know I'm probably saying this wrong, and I apologize. Her birth name is Araminta Ross, but people just called her Moses, which, you know, I just found that out during the research. Because, it, you know, like I said, there's different stories about what her birth name was. Also, like, it was rumors that she had a niece that people actually believed to be her daughter. I believe that she was married 2 times. One being to, I guess, a general in the military that was reportedly maybe like 20 years younger than her. And, you know, there's different numbers that always get thrown around here and there, you know, different accounts from different people. But the number of people that she helped, you know, escape slavery is reportedly in the thousands. You know what I'm saying? It's in the thousands. But, you know, depending on, you know, what book you read or, you know, who you listen to, you know what I mean? The number changes. But it's been reported that she helped thousands of people, and she went on more than at least 12 missions back and forth, helping people escape through the Underground Railroad. Now, finally, I want to get down to business. How many people that's listening to this podcast would actually say that if they escape from somewhere to save their life, you know, you escape from a place and you save your life. How many people, after you become free, you know, you escape, you're free and everything, you don't have nothing to worry about anymore. You're free. How many of y'all would go back to that place to help free other people? And in the process of going back, you're putting your life on the line because there's somebody that know you escaped, of course. You know what I'm saying? And they upset about it. How many people would put themselves on the line by going back to help others? Now, once you answer that question, let's go on to the next. Now, I know some of y'all might say, well, yeah, if I got a son or a daughter or a family member, yeah, I'll go back and I'll help them out. And okay, you know what I'm saying? I'll give you that one. You know what I'm saying? If somebody related to you, or it might be a husband or wife or something like that, or something, somebody of importance, I'll give you that. There's people that probably would do that. You know what I'm saying? But how many people would go back and put their life on the line and save a person that you never met before, or a person that you never know exists? You see, that's where things get real. You know what I'm saying? That's where the greatness of Harriet Tubman comes in at. You know what I'm saying? Not many people would do that, if any. You understand what I'm saying? Because she hated slavery so much, and she understood, you know, the pain that she was going to do, and she know what it did to her. She didn't want that for nobody else, regardless of whether they was family, regardless of whether she knew them or not. Now, just think of all the stress that she had to go through. You know, you crossing over into different states while you're escaping. And I'm just going to go and take a guess that each time that she escaped and went on a mission to free others, I'm just going to guess that everything didn't go smooth all the time. Everything wasn't 1, 2, 3. I'm sure there were times where she almost got captured and, you know, she might have gotten shot at because she was discovered by somebody and, you know, all that. And it's like, just think of the mindset. You know what I'm saying? Let's say you go back one time and, you know, you were already free. You went back one time and you almost got caught that second time. You know, imagine you're going to say to yourself, man, you know, this is crazy. I was already free. I ain't got no business out here. You know, and you're going to quit. Not Harriet Tubman. Harriet Tubman wanted everybody to be free, not just her. You know, she was about the people and she was for the people. And that's what made her great. Now, just imagine, you know, you were born into slavery. You know, you were born into slavery. So that's all you know. You know, that's the only life you know, right? And you finally get free. You finally go to another place, and after all this time in your life, you finally see how it is to be a free person, right? And the average person, when they become free, they're going to think about nothing but that. You know what I'm saying? Nothing else is going to pretty much matter to them for a while. You know, you just can't, you know, get over the excitement of being free. Not Harriet Tubman. When she became free, the first and the only thing on her mind was how can she help other people become free. I could sit here for days and just talk about, you know, how important and how much courage, you know, Harriet Tubman had, and how big of a deal, you know, it is what she brought to the table and the things that she done. I can sit here for days and it won't just do it no justice. You know what I'm saying? But I'll say, like, when you see and you hear about people arguing over stupid stuff, like who was in line first, you know, $2, you know what I'm saying? Because everybody, you know, because somebody want to be selfish and they want everything to themselves. Those people need to read about Harriet Tubman. You know what I'm saying? They need to read about Harriet Tubman. She was the definition of being unselfish. You know what I'm saying? When you look up the word unselfish, you should see a picture of her. Her desire of wanting to help people, it stayed with her for her entire life. In 1911, you know, because she had, you know, somewhat of a nurse background and helping injured people, she actually, like, created a home for injured people and actually, like, you know, took care of them and assisted them with certain things, you know, to the best of her ability. And, you know, still helping people. You know what I mean? Even in her later years, she was still helping people. And unfortunately, you know, the injuries she suffered herself, this became so significant that she actually had to live in that home as well. You know, the pain, it just started to mount up. And unfortunately, in 1913, she passed away in that house. And it's reported that, you know, she passed away of pneumonia. And I believe she passed away in Auburn, if I'm not mistaken. And I want to say this. About 6-7 years ago now, I think. Yeah, about that. Maybe a little bit more, give or take. There were rumors that it was Harriet Tubman was being considered, you know, for her. It was being considered for her to be put on a $5 bill, I believe. I don't know what happened to that idea or, you know, why they stopped talking about it. But where do I sign up? You know what I'm saying? That needs to happen. You know what I'm saying? I'd be the first person to sign that petition. You know what I'm saying? That definitely needs to happen. You know, about 6 years ago, I started hearing that. And then it, you know, it kind of fizzled out and I never heard about it again. And, you know, I always wondered what happened to that. But I think we need to go ahead and revisit that. You know what I'm saying? Because that's a good idea. That's a great idea. And I just want to leave you with this. You know, back in the days of Harriet Tubman, because most people, if not all, they grew up in slavery back in that time. So, you know, to those people, that's all they knew. You know, they didn't know no different. They didn't know no better. You know, that was this life to them. And they accepted that. You know what I'm saying? Not Harriet Tubman. You know, she was special. She knew that, you know, that wasn't life. She knew that there was something better. She saw the light on the other end of the tunnel. But believe it or not, you know, even when she set out to help others escape, she was met with resistance. You know, there were actually people out there that didn't want to be rescued, that didn't want to be, you know, they didn't want to escape. You know, they were scared because that's the only life that they had. You know, they didn't see anything wrong with what they were doing. And I say that to say this. Harriet Tubman had, you know, one of the best quotes for that. You know, she made one of the best statements, and, you know, I'll never forget it. Before she passed away, she was quoted as saying that she had helped thousands of slaves become free, and she would have helped thousands more if they knew that they were slaves. Y'all think about that for a second. Y'all, I'm out. It's been a pleasure. And let's get Harriet Tubman's face on a $5 bill. This has been the Slackers Talk Podcast, a.k.a. The Talk of the Town Now. I'm your host, film producer Jason Slack. Make sure y'all rock with me again next week. Part 2, Black History Month, Slackers Talk. Let's go.
You're listening to the Slack Is Talk Podcast, aka the talk of the town now. Find out what's going to happen next.